Hello and welcome to the next episode of Checkmate. This is Tomáš Sedláček broadcasting from Prague. First war on Europe. You know, it's interesting to sit here in former Czechoslovakia, former Eastern Bloc, same subservience to Russia as Ukraine was a little longer than us, and to see that there is really, for the first time in history of Europe, war about Europe, about the spirit of Europe. We Europeans, we were always very good in fighting each other. We really never had to defend our lands, or maybe once from the Ottoman Empire. But otherwise, we barely had outside enemies. There were simply enough of nations to wage wars just between ourselves. And infamously, First World War and Second World War were sort of European self-inflicted territorial wars that later spread all over the globe. But they started, both of them, in the heart of Europe. So there's never really been a war on Europe, or maybe it was a war on our territory, but this Russian aggression on Ukraine isn't really an aggression on the territory. It isn't really an aggression on the body, the body of Russia expanding westwards. You know, this is not what's going on. Also, it is not an economic war. It is not a war in which Russia is, attacking Ukraine for their oil reserves or for their grain or for, getting the spoils of war, so to speak. It's not an economic war. It doesn't have economic goals. It is a war on the spirit, or about the spirit of Europe. I'd say that we have been developing the spirit of Europe for many, many years. We never really knew what the spirit of Europe was. I think I should record a podcast about this. I was part of the Barroso team to try to, put down something about the meaning of Europe, of the spirit of Europe, I would now understand, not just the soul of Europe. So anyway, this is a war which European values, this is a war in which European values are being attacked. It is a war waged by one European metropole, Moscow, against another European metropole, Kiev. Those are two main cities, and both of them, geographically speaking, lie on the same continent. But what's going on here is not the Europe-ness, but the EU-ness, or the spirit of Europe, which the totalitarian Russia or Putin's regime resent. So not only is Moscow and Kyiv two European cities, one being attacked by the other, it is furthermore two Christian nations that are waging a war with each other. What is this war about? It is not a territorial war, it's not a religious war, and it's not an economic war. It's a war where Russia didn't want to leave Ukraine, to leave the European spirit. In a way, it's a spiritual war. It's a war of intellectuals. It's a war of two regimes. It is really a war over something that we in Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic or Poland or Hungary or Slovakia or Slovenia or Estonia or Lithuania and on Cyprus and Romania and Bulgaria and other countries that joined the European Union. When we were joining European Union, we were, I was part of the team that was traveling the country to debate this with people in 2003. You know, we had a referendum. We put together the advantages and disadvantages in a nice little Excel sheet. And, you know, the advantages were much stronger than the disadvantages. So 77% of population of Czech Republic voted for, or 77% of those who voted for entering the European Union. In other words, we kind of got in with one hand in our pocket, whistling, you know, why not? Let's just join. I mean, I guess we belong here always historically and et cetera. We didn't really have to have this debate about the values. We talked about the soul of Europe, but not about the spirit of Europe. The spirit of Europe was a little bit invisible. I'll have an episode about the body of Europe and the soul, the organizational structure of Europe, the economy, the free trade agreements, etc. That to me is the soul, the sort of the nervous system, the management of Europe. But the spirit of Europe, this is something that we really haven't seen. The spirit of Europe was forming for many years until I think we can now see it quite visibly exactly at the borders of Ukraine. There, a Russian totalitarian regime, unsuccessful economically, unsuccessful democratically, and unsuccessful in many other political and economic areas as well, is attacking this idea which Putin has criticized many times, and many European leaders have sometimes taken his side in saying that European Union doesn't really have a permanent status. It is a temporary project, as the Russians used to call the European Union, and it is something that simply disturbs them. It's too tolerant, it's too liberal, it's too powerful. It's simply a system which will sooner or later replace the Russian totalitarian system. So it is not really Russians fighting Europeans, it is the totalitarian regime of Putin, which once was pretty close in mid-90s, Russia was quite close to joining NATO, even to, you know, having very open relationships with economic and other relationships with the European Union. There were many treaties being signed. But then our walks, you know, diverged, and Russia became more and more totalitarian, and European Union became larger and larger and more free and more prosperous. So, my dear friends from all over the world, we are for the first time in the history of the world, in the history of Europe, witnessing a war of values and a war on European values. And let's hope that we will win this war on mainly not just sort of a body level of death numbers and tanks around Moscow, but that we will, the spirit of Europe, the spirit of tolerance, the spirit of prosperity, and the spirit of protecting the weak, and the spirit of meekness of European Union. It is the only system that has a potential, but not an ambition, but a potential to be something that could in the future encompass nations all around the world in European-like structure of equality and tolerance and respect through trade. This has been your Czechmate.